sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Hey, I'm going to shove you into my chair eventually, maybe. let's let you lead the Becky Ivins Real Estate team.
So we're going to be talking with our guest broker, Jenny Witten, about the new changes that have been coming up and is kind of coming down the peak that the news have been all about, is that this lawsuit is changing real estate.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jenny.
Okay, so how is it changing real estate?
Well, the truth is we're not really for sure.
It hasn't started yet.
And I think there's a whole lot of confusion out there. And there's confusion with clients and with sellers and with buyers and with realtors.
And with realtors.
Because there still is confusion about it.
That's right. And we're talking about something that hasn't even started yet. And changes, we are going to start seeing changes on August 14th. But it's not here yet.
Yeah.
Well, and so let's just talk about what we think it might look like from a realtor's point of view, from a buyer, from a seller.
Yes.
And what we're talking about is a National Association of Realtor settlement. And I mean, this has just kind of possessed the realtors' minds for the last
several years.
Yeah.
But it kind of,
I would say since January, February, we kind of have obsessed over it.
Right.
Because it kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And
I was really surprised at this. I'll give you, this is my personal opinion.
Yes.
Because I didn't think it would be settled. I thought it would go to court and play out for several years down the road.
Agreed.
With it. Because to me, it makes no sense at all with where we're heading and how this is going to play out.
Well, and the we're talking about a buyer brokerage.
Yeah.
Basically.
Representation.
Yep.
That's right.
Buyer representation, which we don't have in Oklahoma.
That's right.
So
preach it, Becky.
Yeah, I know. I know. I went to a thing at our local association, and they brought the attorney from out of state in to explain it to all the brokers. And then they had the attorney for Oklahoma Real Estate Commission. And I like him, by the way. I like him a lot. He talks a lot faster than we Okies do. So you kind of have to go play him over and over.
Very smart man, though.
Yeah, very smart man. And he's very good to answer questions. So I'm a fan of his. He's not the one that, by the way, made the settlement. He just has to interpret it and help realtors navigate around it. But the theory behind this is that multilist or realtor associations mm-hmm. who have their multilist is they kind of have a obligation to offer a brokerage to the buyer agent, right?
Right. Compensation to the realtor who brings the buyer.
Right. Well, a couple of times in this last year, I have had a seller that did not want to offer compensation to the buyer brokerage. So do you know what you had to do? It just couldn't go into multilist.
Mm.
And, of course, I saved my emails, so I could actually opt out of the settlement myself if I want to.
Yeah.
Because I made the plea on two different properties to, well, we can offer zero as a buyer compensation. They were very hot properties. Both of them were commercial properties that you put the sign in the yard, and literally, while my husband was putting a sign in the yard, my phone rang.
Yeah.
And it was someone wanting to buy. We had multiple offers on it. It easily sold for what I had it listed for. In fact, it sold for $24,000 more than I had it listed for, because the buyer that wanted to purchase this was working with a broker and had signed the broker agreement and said, well, yeah, you pay the same thing for it. It's just which pot it comes out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes, I can pay $824 for this, or I can pay $800 and then pay my broker.
Right.
That's right.
So he had a healthy attitude. Of course, he was someone who had bought a few properties. But buyer agents don't want to work for free. Who's going to do that?
Well, and they sometimes the amount of effort that they put into bringing something to closing, I think people forget that. There are buyers that want to look at, they have fun doing it, and they don't want to look at just five homes. You have to remember, if you are out there, or if, let's say, they're looking to downsize and they want that perfect home, you could easily be showing them property for 6 months while they're waiting for that perfect home to pop up on the market. And I think people forget that. They forget how hard we work.
So the lawsuit of it, and I will oversimplify it, but it came out of Missouri where a group of sellers said, hey, we shouldn't have to pay the buyer's realtor.
That's right.
We think the seller should pay the seller's realtor, the buyer should pay the buyer's realtor. And they took it to court because they said they didn't have the option to not offer compensation to the buyer. And so the settlement came out because they were not presented with that option. The frustration point of it is they could have been, they should have been, because you certainly do have that option. And for some properties, it may be the right move. But for most properties, it is going to be harmful to that property.
That's right.
Not to offer compensation to a realtor who brings you a qualified buyer.
Well, and we have to realize, too, when we're going and we're getting that listing, we are literally presenting all of those tasks that we're doing. We're putting the hours in to tell you what your home is actually worth. Then we get you listed. Then we also pay for the marketing of the property. Then once we finally get an accepted contract, then the real part of what you're paying for us begins. We're going to make sure that you are following your timelines, that we're going to hold that deal together. We're going to help with repairs, and we're going to keep you in guidelines with what that contract states. And that is why you hire someone. But we obviously need to charge a fee. That's how we make a living. But we also have hours of education to get where we're at in this career.
Well, some of us have hours and hours and hours.
And hours.
Times multiple years.
Yeah. And I won't get too high on my high horse here, but where I think this whole thing got it wrong is you have one product that's being sold, and that's the seller's house.
That's right.
You have one person who's bringing money, mm-hmm. which is the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole part of the seller saying, well, we're paying for the buyer. The buyer's the only one bringing money to this thing.
Well, and let me remind mm-hmm. you as well, here's the thing with the first-time home buyers, when they're buying a home, you have to realize that these are usually young people. They're starting out in life. They're coming up with their down payment. They also have closing costs. People forget that they have closing costs on their home as well that could easily cost just as much as the commission is that the seller is paying on their side. So there is a lot of things to consider when you are doing this deal. And sometimes they just don't have that extra 3% that they could throw down.
Right.
And say, here's the money out of my pocket.
Right. Well, whether they're bringing their own money or they're getting a loan.
That's right.
They're the only one bringing it.
That's right.
And so there's this whole part of the seller's the one paying. It's not. It's the buyer that's paying everything to a central pot because there is one product that's being sold, and that's the house. And there's multiple aspects that are coming at it, which is the inspector, the lender, the realtors, the title company, all being paid from the same one that's bringing the money, which is the buyer. So we'll come back. We'll put it there. We'll come back after this break right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Our special guest is broker Jenny Whitten, and we're talking about the change that is coming from the settlement that the NAR, National Association of Realtors, had with a lawsuit that came out of Missouri. And if you're a listener of the show, you're probably a follower of news, and it's been in the news in some way about every day for the past year.
Yes.
Well, and then there's more than one local association. Are you a member of Edmond or?
Oklahoma City.
Me too. Oklahoma City Metropolitan Association of Realtors. And our association chose to join into the settlement. And that's not officially happened because it has to be ratified. But it's something that's going to happen just to get rid of this pesky lawsuit, right? So how does it affect realtors? How does it affect it kind of boosts the law industry a little bit, doesn't it? The attorneys?
Well, I think that's who's getting the most out of this.
I think you may be right. We can't say that, though.
It is my personal opinion.
Okay. Personal opinion.
Well, of course, very few people are fans of lawyers like I am. I mean,
when you need one, it's a doctor's situation. Right. When you need one.
It's
and
a
they
double-edged
are,
sword.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
So how does it affect realtors? It's very confusing on
That's
realtors
right.
because realtors are going to have to come away. They have prohibited, at least this is the initial plan, realtors from offering any kind of compensation through multiple listing to the buyer's agent. Well, which buyer's agent is going to show a property without knowing they're at least getting paid back for their gas and
right.
that kind of stuff, you know? So,
well, and their knowledge and what they do. So, yeah.
For sure, the expertise that they've carried around with them and are sharing with you.
Absolutely.
Right. So in the past, so, you know, listeners, what happened is on the multiple listing system, the MLS, there is a front-facing version of that you can see that are often seen through either the local MLS itself or it's projected out through all the websites you know, like Zillow and Realtor and
Trulia
yeah. and all those, all come from the same place. But a behind-the-scenes, an agent who is selling the house would be offering a compensation to a realtor who brings a qualified buyer
and they would see it
a successful close.
And they have knowledge of what they were offering. And you would not have that in your contract. You would not put that in the contract. And where it's going to change
right.
and is so, in the offer itself.
Right.
Well, and it's in the contract. I mean, there's how many parties to the contract? There are two parties.
There are two parties. Mm-hmm.
In a contract.
And this is what I don't like about this.
There is the buyer.
Yeah.
Whether there's 15 buyers or one buyer, collectively there is the buyer and there is the seller. Those are the parties to the contract. So they're going to be writing into the realtor is going to have to write into the contract what kind of compensation the realtor's going to get.
Right.
That's right. And I think where there was also some confusion on this, and this is how, you know, became where we are today, is that there were also some sellers that were not to the knowledge that that compensation that the listing realtor got, they didn't understand that it was also going to pay the buyer's broker. And that was also part of it, them not understanding, right. Which I think if you were a listing agent, I have since day one. I know you have, Becky, since day one. When you go collect that, I explain what that is actually paying for. But I think what we get caught up in is people sign documents so quickly and they don't want to go over things with their clients and break down where their money is being spent. So I think that's where some of the confusion has come as well.
Well, in numbers, of course, I'm a numbers fan. I love numbers. But I've never been afraid to discuss what fees are going, why you have to pay that fee, or whether or not you have to pay that fee.
That's right.
And some people go, oh, I know there's a lot of fees. Let's go on and tell me where to sign. I'm going, well, here's the thing. You go to the grocery store and you are looking at, are you going to get choice? Are you going to get USDA choice? Are you going to get USDA prime
meat?
And it may be a difference of, for one little steak, could be a difference of, let's just say, $8.
That's right.
It's the same $8 on a real estate settlement statement as it is at the grocery store.
That's right.
So in my estimation, you need to be vigilant on that. For in real estate language, it is show reasonable skill and care.
That's
that
right.
You know what those monies are going for and that you have explained to the clients what fees are involved, mm-hmm. what they're for. And some people go, well, I don't want to pay that. Well, I understand you don't want to pay it. This mm-hmm. is a non-negotiable thing. These are documentary stamps that the government right. requires.
That they require,
but
exactly.
You need to know, can the other party pay this? Well, can it? Can it pay? What can the other party pay for you?
That's right.
And then just go ahead and negotiate your deal best you can. What they've not had to do is negotiate at with the contract, the amount the realtor's getting paid.
And that's what's changing.
Right.
That's what changed. So when we present an offer in the future, it will be very transparent of what each side is getting. And that is what's all over the news. So do we think that that much is going to change in the long run? I personally don't, because I can't see you buying a house for the first time and doing it by yourself. I can't imagine you not having someone helping you and walking you through this process. So I think it's just going to be a way that we present it in the contract so everyone is fully aware. And I don't think it's going to change as much as what people think it is.
Yeah. The part that I've seen headlines and say, it's going to bring the prices of homes down.
Oh, that's just crazy. That's crazy talk to me.
Right.
Because why would you lower the price of right. your house just because you don't have to pay a realtor? That's not going to happen. Because what were we talking about on last week on our discussion about how a buyer wants to get it for the cheapest price, the seller wants to get it for the highest price, and we are hoping to come somewhere in the middle. Right.
And, you know, it's not like I don't know about there's other markets around the nation that have not allowed this, but we've had discount brokerage here for a long time. You have,
it's always
you have ones that, you know, say, hey, just give me X amount of money and I'll put it in an MLS and you have to sell everything else by yourself.
Sure.
There's limited representation.
And Becky even just commented how she was selling commercial buildings, that all she had to do was literally stick a sign in the yard and right. the deal was already done.
Yeah.
So that has been around as long as I've been in business, and that's been 24 years now, and you 40-plus years?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I keep saying they should not have given me my license in kindergarten.
Yeah, so the biggest change that's happening for realtors is if you're working with buyers, you better have a buyer-broker agreement up front.
That's right.
When you're showing, which has been our practice for a long time.
Well, it's always been the practice because you don't, again, it's just showing reasonable skill and care. You have to let the buyer know what they're paying for. You have to let the That's seller right. know what they're paying for.
Yeah.
So.
And have a contract.
Yeah.
The part of this that I don't like is it makes the realtor be a part of the contract. And I don't.
I think we've got some really wise, intelligent realtors out there with good hearts that are going to figure this out for our sellers and our buyers.
That's right.
And most realtors are not totally in this for themselves.
No.
Like yesterday, I talked to a seller that was thinking about listing the house, and they found an investor to purchase it. And I said, well, that's interesting. How much money did you negotiate? And they gave me the amount. I said, well, given the updates and repairs, that's probably a pretty good price on that. And I said, how can I help you at this point? Well, We don't need any help. We've got the buyer. And I thought, oh, you poor people. Yes, you do. You do need help. But so I texted back and I just said, hey, we'll call him John. John, you and your family have been so loyal to me over the years. I am happy to look over your contract for you. Yeah. And I'm not looking to make money off of you. If we have to market the property and all that kind of stuff and the company's out money, of course, I want compensated for that. But at this point, you're good to go. So you reach out and, you know, send me your offer and let me help you. I mean, you're not always in it for the money. You're make friends out of these people.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I had a really good friend once that she went to go buy a house and a little 1950s home, and she was still young, single mother. And she goes, I just said, I'm buying it myself. And I said, let me please go ahead and look this over for you. And of course, it was at no charge. She had a 2-page Home Depot contract. I kid you not.
We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Jenny Whitten, broker and friend.
Hi.
It is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Agency. Law of agency.
Law of agency. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that apply to real estate?
Well, law of agency is in the area of commercial law, and it deals with a set of contractual. It's a difficult word for me to say. quasi-contractual and non-contractual fiduciary relationships, which involve a person called the agent, who is authorized to act on behalf of another, called the principal. Now, we were under law of agency in real estate for a long time, decades. Then I started a story, I think it was last week, or it could have been earlier in today's show, about the fact that they introduced this law, this new settlement of NAR.
Yeah.
And the attorneys that they flew in for this, I was making hash marks on my paper every time they said representation, representation, mm-hmm. representation. And when I got to, I didn't quite get to 50, but it was in the upper 40s. And I raised my hand and I said, did I take a nap? And we went back under law of agency? Because we are not under law of agency, so we do not represent a principal. What we do is we provide professional services for a client. Whether it be a buyer or seller or both. So law of agency is not something we have in Oklahoma. Has it been 20 years, do you think, Jenny?
Well, I remember when they changed it. So I was in the business when they did change it.
I'm thinking it was about 20 years ago.
Yes.
I can't really recall. Maybe 2011 or
probably, because I'm 24. Yep. So and that's how long I've been in. So, yeah, it was newer.
Yeah.
Whenever I started.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for you. What brought you into real estate?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe you're asking me this question. I wanted to be a pharmaceutical rep, and they told me to go sell copiers. And I said, well, that doesn't sound fun. And so I decided to go sell real estate instead. And there was a girl that I was working with, because I have a degree in graphic design, and I graduated from college with her. And she was doing graphic design with me, and she told me she was a realtor. And I said, well, that sounds like a lot more fun. And then I ended up getting into it, and, you know, nobody told me I couldn't do it, so I did it. And then I worked for a company, called Oil Banker Mike Jones, for a long time, 17 years. And they were very good to me there. Very good. So.
Okay. So law of agency is our word of the day, and that is brought to us by Robbins Roofing, right?
That's right. This is one of those, I mean, terms in real estate really, really matter. Because while we're not lawyers, and
that's
we have
right.
to remind people we are not lawyers, but we deal with contracts over and over again.
And they want your guidance.
Right.
But every contract that we have says we are not attorneys. Seek legal advice. So I think they also need to remember that we cannot give legal advice. Yes.
Right. So when we go into agreements, like most people realize that if you're selling a property, you hire a real estate agent and you sign a contract saying this real estate agent has the right to provide services to sell this property. They have the right to take pictures. They
That's
have the right.
right
to put it on the MLS. They have
put
the right to put a lockbox,
put
a sign out front. It's all listed.
Yes.
But then on a buyer's side, mm-hmm. often agents, real estate agents have been going out with buyers without having buyers sign anything.
That's right.
Well, and it's just not professional to start with.
Well, that's why I said you got to have a contract.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what? And who's paying this buyer?
That's right.
This agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
All that needs to be clear. We talked about transparency, and I've operated my company like that forever.
Yeah.
You know? So...
Well, and apparently, I guess, I mean, I had some people tell me that some of the offices weren't even having, they didn't even have those forms in their file, which shocked me because I've done it since day one. So I was surprised to hear that that was a thing. But I think today, you know, people have gotten in trouble by making poor choices, not having the contract in full and the forms
right.
needed. And that's why we're here today. That's
yeah,
why we
that's
have
it.
This lawsuit today. Because they are not collecting what they need to and also disclosing what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. So this new – so the buyer agreement, which we've been using for years, is just going to become more critical. So if you are a buyer going out there – but it's more critical to the real estate agent because if you don't have it up front, in the end, you may not get paid.
That's right. Well, and I think that there's going to be a lot of realtors that are going to fall into this trap when things do change because they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's going to be in there. So what does it mean for sellers? So when you're having a conversation with sellers.
I don't think too much is going to change. I think that you want to be aware that the name of the game is to still sell the house. And it's like we were saying earlier, you know, why would you take that away and limit yourself when your nine other neighbors are going to still be willing to pay this fee and you're adamant that you're not? And I think Becky said it really clear the week before when she was saying on how you price a house and don't overprice it because they will go to the next house.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it's going to come under the guise of seller concessions.
That's right.
Which
we've always had.
We've always had. And it's been, you know, their sellers often say, I don't want to pay the buyer's closing cost.
That's right.
And, you know, we're having conversations now where sellers say, I don't want to pay the buyer's real estate agent.
That's right. It'll be the same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
So how do you have that conversation?
Well, for me, I remember, you know, gosh, this was years and years ago. I had a seller that was very adamant. He did not want to pay the buyer's closing cost. The buyers rolled it into the price. He did not want to sign that contract. He was very nervous to sign that contract, but he also had a house and where it was located. He did not have anyone looking at this property, probably had it listed a little high. So I had to explain to him, listen, if it appraises and they do roll it in, your net is still the same if they were at the reduced price and they paid their own fees. He did understand at that point, but he was cautious about it. And I think probably the same scenario. Education is what's going to happen.
Right, right. The most important thing with sellers is the bottom line.
That's right.
That's what they should be concerned about.
And I think all the realtors need to be pulling out their net sheet, doing a net sheet for them, showing them what they're going to net every time you have an offer.
Right. Because I would love to tell you, seller, that there wouldn't be any, there's not going to be any title cost to this.
Oh, that's right.
There is.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to tell you that there's not going to be any other cost.
That's right.
There are. Here's what they are. Here's what they're going to be. In the end, you either have to say yes or no to this walk away number.
That's right.
And that's what you have the power to. That doesn't change.
No.
Yep.
Not at all.
All right. We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd just west of Meridian, at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue just north of Hefner Road. And for this week's smoking hot deal, we have a vacant lot that is an intriguing piece of property.
This is an intriguing property. It's hard to find a 2 acre right in town amongst big, beautiful homes. This is unplatted, meaning it does not have
no HOA.
No HOA. There's not. Well, there could be some restrictions on if it's partially platted, but so right now we just have it as unplatted, and I haven't read that, so I won't project, but it's an interior lot, and I'm trying to think of the name of that addition right in front of it.
Water's Edge.
Water's Edge.
Waterstone.
Waterstone. Waterstone.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this is kind of behind that neighborhood down 157th on the east side of Western. It is so good. So beautiful.
Yep. Well, and Becky, I'm looking at your pictures right now of it. She has everything pulled up in front of her, and it is gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it is actually on the market. So that's a beautiful thing. And big, nice houses around it.
Yep. It's got 2 acres, and about a half of an acre of it is buildable on. And it has behind it is a creek that is gorgeous. Kind of like if you've been to Red Rock Canyon, kind of has a little bit of that look to it, of a creek area that runs behind it. It's the single road that goes down with the cul-de-sac at the end. There is very few, just north of 150th on Western.
Oh, wow.
Great location.
Great
incredible location, location with
yeah. it. It is. And now there are several easements across the property, so you can't build everywhere on it. But where you would want to build, you can.
Yep.
Wow.
Because it is set up like that. It's just in breathtaking. You don't often get a property like this. Now, it's listed for $265,000. Will it appraise for $265,000? Not likely to. Because when you get a property that is this unique, people tend to bring money to the table other than trying to finance the whole thing. Because it will sell for above what it will appraise for.
Yeah.
And this is actually kind of, it's across the street from Fairfield Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that makes it, those are big, beautiful houses too.
Beautiful.
But I mean, the big yards and the privacy of this is what makes it. So if you have the means and feel like you can do that, and you want the privacy and the beautiful place, and that Chisholm Creek is, has water in it.
Yeah.
It's a deep creek.
Mm-hmm.
And so go check that out. It does have an actual address. It's 15710 Northwestern Avenue.
You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings, and you'll see pictures of the lot there. And there's also a couple great diagrams that are on there, the listing that you can take a look at.
Yeah, the survey and stuff.
Yep,
I'll tell you, how long have you heard this? it's been since you've heard this. It's listed at $3 a square foot.
So that's your smoking ideal, brought to you by Casa Perico.
Yeah. We need to go to Casa Perico and eat. They don't open till 11. Can we hold out
maybe
that long?
Maybe we can make it out.
Yeah, maybe so. Yep. Maybe so. Jenny, what a pleasure to have you on
Thank
again.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, sure. And I just feel like we're sitting out in our backyard talking to each other. And visiting.
We're real good at that, Becky.
We are. We're very good at it. So,
I think one of the big things, listener, with this topic, you have probably seen in the news over and over again, is that it is still kind of not sure how it's all going to shake out.
I'm going to be interested to see what happens in the next 6 months, for sure. Well, and I think we also still need to remember that it's not just the buyers, it's not just the sellers, it's not just the realtors, but we also have title companies, we have survey companies, we have home improvement. People forget how much money goes into home improvement right before they list that home. And then let's not forget when they buy their home, then they want to paint and make it their own color as well. They also want to buy furniture to fill that home. There are so many people that are involved in one real estate transaction that we just don't realize how many people are tied. And I think the name of the game here is still to make things smooth for everyone involved, keep it going. Everyone still needs to sell a house. Everyone still needs to own a house. And that's where we're at, and we're here to make sure that that happens.
Yeah. It's clarity of knowing that each one has, you know, exactly the clarity of what's being offered in this. So headlines that sellers, you know, I just read a headline right before I came in here that says sellers no longer have to pay buyer's commission.
Yeah, I know. I just think it's lack of knowledge at that point. And I read something where there was a university professor in California that did the same thing that you said earlier of how, oh, this is going to change the market altogether.
Yeah.
The sellers are going to make so much more money. How? I mean, how is that going to be possible? They're going to make so much more money that their house is going to be higher than everybody else's. It's not going to happen.
And the question I ask my sellers is, why would you want to make it more difficult to sell your house?
Right.
I know, because
by offering somebody 2/3 of what they typically make.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's where been in real estate now for many years, that it is the one market I can see that it is truly supply and demand driven. Mm-hmm. It is the most capitalistic market of it.
I never really thought that politics would play such an enormous factor in this real estate, in the selling of real estate, because the interest rate messes with that supply and demand.
That's right.
One of those that, man, if it would just let the hands off, let people decide, this is what I'm willing to pay, this is what I'm willing to sell. And
how often have we gotten there, you guys? I think we're forgetting buyers are like, oh, I can't afford to go that high, and they move on.
Yep, that's it. So thanks for being here, Jenny Whitten, with us this week. And listener, thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Hey, Jim Ivins, sing us out.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true. May each day in the month be a good day. May you make friends with each one you meet, and may all of your daydreams be memories. And And may all of your memories be sweet. The weeks turn to months, and the months into years. There'll be sadness and joy, there'll be laughter and tears. But one thing I pray to heaven above, may each of your days be a day full of love. May each day in the year be a good day. May each dawn find you happy and free. And may all of your days be as lovely as the one that you shared with me today. May each day in your life be a good day. And